WBEZ's Nonprofit Spotlight is supported by UChicago Medicine, providing expert primary and urgent care with locations throughout Chicagoland. Their walk-in urgent care locations offer a variety of services for adults and kids 7 days a week. No appointment needed. And for the visits that can wait a day or two, flexible hours and online scheduling make it possible to find a primary care provider partner. Learn more at uchicagomedicine.org.
Good afternoon, I'm Michael Puente, and this is The Rundown. The Chicago law firm representing Renee Nicole Good's family has released a statement on the killing of another Minneapolis resident by federal immigration agents over the weekend. The victim, 37-year-old Alex Pretty, was born in Illinois. Attorneys Romanucci and Bladden say, quote, "It is time for a hard reset," and call on Immigration and Customs Enforcement to end their operation in Minneapolis. It's a crowded Democratic primary field for retiring U.S. Senator Dick Durbin's seat, and three frontrunners in the race are, for the first time, sharing a debate stage tonight at the University of Chicago's International House. Congressman Roger Krishnamoorthy has emerged with a strong financial lead, amassing a nearly $20 million war chest. Meanwhile, Lieutenant Governor Juliana Stratton and Congresswoman Robin Kelly trail in fundraising and recent polling. Also trying for the Democratic nomination are Steve Botsford Jr., Kevin Ryan, and Jonathan Dean. The primaries will take place March 17th. Tonight's debate will air live at 6 p.m. on WBEZ and be live-streamed over the Chicago Sun-Times and University of Chicago Institute of Politics YouTube channels. The Illinois-based American Academy of Pediatrics released its 2026 childhood and adolescent vaccine schedule today. The group represents 67,000 pediatricians. The AAP continues to advise that children age 18 and younger get all routine vaccines. That's a departure from new federal guidelines, which saw cuts to the number of recommended vaccines for kids earlier this month. You're listening to The Rundown. Many of Chicago's top chefs and restaurateurs gathered last night for the annual Bon Shea Awards. The local food honors came amid a tense political background. Chef Jake Potashnik ended his remarks with a rebuke of U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement. His restaurant Failed won Best New Restaurant and Best Hospitality. Here's Potashnik on why he spoke out.
From one point of view, this industry is built on immigrants and those people. And another point of view, what's happening right now, even outside of the restaurant industry, is just awful. And I think anybody with a platform now needs to or should speak out. I think that's really important.
River North's Indian took home the top prize of the night, Restaurant of the Year. The Chicago Bears made it known this season they'll be a contender for years to come. But it's unlikely they'll ever reach the heights of the most famous Bears squad. It was 40 years ago today that the Chicago Bears won their first and only Super Bowl, permanently cementing the legacy of the 85 Bears. WBEZ's Noah Jennings gives us a look back at that special team.
All eyes were on New Orleans. That's where the Chicago Bears and New England Patriots were both making their first appearance in the Super Bowl. The Patriots struck first with a field goal.
But after that, forget it. I mean, the Bears had seven sacks. They only allowed seven rushing yards. They caused two fumbles. You know, they dominated that game.
That's what the 85 Bears did all year long. Dominate. WBEZ sports contributor Cheryl Ray Stout covered the season from start to finish.
It was fun. Every week you wonder how things are going to happen and who was going to be the star.
You never hear about a specific football team down to the exact year, quite like the 85 Bears. So why are they still the team we can't stop talking about? The immediate answer to that question is the defense.
They're one of the top sack leaders. They had the most interceptions. I can imagine most quarterbacks were shaking in their cleats when they saw the rush of Dan Hampton, of Steve McMichael, of Richard Dent.
Those three all wound up in the Hall of Fame. Linebacker Mike Singletary was the fourth from that defense.
Just a group of guys that were hungry and nasty and gritty, so that, you know, that's a great combination.
The saying may go defense wins championships, but it was the offense that put the 85 Bears over the top. And the focal point was one of the greatest running backs to ever touch the field, Walter Payton.
He would run in between the lines. He did not go out of bounds. He would take on anybody. You had to tackle him with two or three people at least.
And bringing the offense and the defense together was, of course, none other than the coach.
Get your mouth shut.
Mike Ditka.
You jerk.
They started off the season 12-0 and quickly endeared themselves to the city.
Each week, as each game happened, something, you know, wild would happen. And they were winning and winning and winning until they didn't win a game in Miami.
They suffered their first loss against the Dolphins, but it didn't shake their confidence. In fact, receiver Willie Gault had decided the team should call their shot and promise a championship through a song. And they still went ahead with recording that song just one day after that loss to the Dolphins.
We're not here to start no trouble. We're just here to do the Super Bowl show.
We did everything that was like rock star-ish, but without being rock stars, but we were.
Miraculously, Gault's gutsy plan didn't blow up in the players' faces. They wouldn't lose another game.
It was such a great, magical year, and we had lightning in a bottle. We had the right people together, the right draft picks, the right coaches, the right quarterback for that year.
So when the Bears got to New Orleans 40 years ago today, everything clicked. The final score was 46-10.
There's no question. This is the greatest thrill, because I'm sharing it with a lot of people. This is special. We made history today.
But unfortunately for the Bears, the good vibes faded fast. Defensive coordinator Buddy Ryan left to coach the Eagles. Quarterback Jim McMahon was riddled with injuries the rest of his career, and Walter Payton retired in just a few short years. From there, the Bears found new ways to hit rock bottom. But with this new generation of Bears football, the Bears of 85 think the drought could come to an end.
We hope that Chicago will be able to win the Super Bowl at some point in the next, you know, year or two, and or five or whatever. But it takes time, and it takes luck, a little bit of luck.
It would be very, very fitting for a great city, the great fans, great legacy to begin to continue to build. So that would be very exciting.
No matter what this era of Bears football has in store, they won't be able to replicate the same tenacity and swagger of the 85 Bears, because no team has. Noah Jennings, WBEZ News.
In today's forecast, Chicago is inching away from the extreme cold we saw over the weekend, but the National Weather Service says we're not done with chilly temperatures just yet. They predict this week's high will be 17 degrees tomorrow, but the majority of the week should stay above zero. You can find the latest news whenever you want at WBEZ.org or on your radio at 91.5 WBEZ. I'm Michael Puente. Thanks for listening.